Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are in class with Jonah, Lessons from a Renewed Rebel. In this session, we'll be looking at Jonah chapter 4, verses 1 to 11, a heartless servant. What would happen in the church if God moves spiritually in a mighty way? Well, some would rejoice, and some would leave. We are seriously mistaken if we believe that everyone will celebrate the moving of God. In fact, we would hear some of the following complaints about the number or type of people coming in. Accusations of a lack of authenticity in the fellowship. Concerns about changes that might affect comfort levels. Divisions between the old and the new members. Those issues reveal the true heart of the person speaking. In Jonah chapter 4, we see that the prophet is a poster child for that reality. You can't help but notice the interplay between God and his heartless servant. First, Jonah's complaint reveals his rebellious heart. Look at verses 1 through 3 of chapter 4. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he became angry. So he prayed to the Lord and said, Ah, Lord, was not this what I said when I was still in my country? Therefore I fled previously to Tarshish. For I know that you are a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm. Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. Interesting. Jonah calls this conversation a prayer. And he was speaking to God. But this was more of a complaint than a communion. He had an attitude. He was angry. Jonah was brutally honest and opened the window into his heart. What we get to see is a tainted perspective on God's work. There is much we can learn from the prophet's angry tirade against the Lord. Look at his statements. I said, he tried to correct God, but God wouldn't listen. Apparently, Jonah lectured God when the Lord called him to go preach to Nineveh. It seems he informed God of these two facts. Nineveh deserved judgment, not mercy. So, he was the wrong man for the job. Jonah wanted God to conform to his wishes. Why is it that we believe we can convince God that he doesn't know what he's doing? He said, I fled. God refused, so Jonah took matter into his own hands. Jonah decided to stop God's plan by refusing to participate. He ran from God because he didn't want the Assyrians to even have a chance to repent. We do this today. We know that God has commanded us to reach out to all people. And yet, we only want to reach to those like us, socially or racially. So, we don't even try to reach others. That's disobedience. He says, I knew. Jonah was angry because God is always good. Have you ever become angry because God blessed someone? Jonah was upset because he could not change God's attitude toward sinners. The prophet refused to see them as God saw them, candidates for grace. Then he says, take my life. Jonah valued his reputation more than God's. He wanted God to take his life because he felt he had lost his credibility with the Jews by preaching to their enemy. His reputation was more important than compassion on those who were dying in their sin. And you say, well, but later Jonah did as God asked him. He was only outwardly obedient, but still harboring inward rebellion. Because second, look, God's plan revealed Jonah's divided heart. Verses 4 through 9. And the Lord said, is it right for you to be angry? So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city. There he made himself a shelter and sat under it in the shade till he might see what would become of the city. And the Lord God prepared a plant and made it come up over Jonah, that it might be shade for his head to deliver him from his misery. So Jonah was very grateful for the plant. But as morning dawned the next day, God prepared a worm, and it so damaged the plant that it withered. And it happened, when the sun arose, that God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat on Jonah's head, so that he grew faint. And then he wished death for himself. He said, it's better for me to die than to live. And then God said to Jonah, is it right for you to be angry about the plant? And he said, it is right for me to be angry, even to death. Have you ever thought about hard criminals? We hear of their brutal activities and conclude that they're cold-hearted monsters. But the person's mother or neighbor testifies that the criminal was such a good or gentle person. How can a person demonstrate such different personalities? Well, it's a divided heart. In August of 2007, a mass murderer was arrested in the Northwest. The person most deceived was his wife. She had no idea that her gentle husband had brutally murdered a number of women. Jonah was not an axe murderer, but he had a divided heart. On the one hand, he was God's spokesman for morality. On the other hand, he was full of hatred and contempt. And God knew it. So God used a plant to show Jonah his heart. Notice several aspects of this story. The wait. Listen, Jonah hoped that God would change his mind. Verse 5. Till he might see what would become of the city. Incredible. He just went out there, sit out there, see what, you know, God still might destroy this city. It might be all good. And the wheat. God used the plant to comfort his angry prophet. Verse 6. To deliver him, it says, from his misery. And the worm. God intentionally destroyed Jonah's comfort. Verse 7. God prepared a worm, and it so damaged the plant. And then the wind. God sent the harsh wind to bother Jonah. Verse 8. God prepared a vehement east wind. And then the word. God asked Jonah a very penetrating question. In verse 9. Is it right for you to be angry about the plant? Jonah answered, yes, I have a right. But did he have a right? He did nothing to produce the plant. He did nothing to grow the plant. He did nothing to save the plant. It wasn't Jonah's plant. It was God's plant. Why did God ask that question of Jonah? What was the reason? This is the reason. It was to show Jonah just how misplaced his values were. It revealed his divided heart. Jonah cared more about his personal comfort than he cared for the people of Nineveh. Jonah cared more about the plant than for the people of Nineveh. Judson Mather wrote this, life for Jonah was a series of disconcerting surprises and frustrations. He tried to escape from God and was trapped. He then gave up, accepted the inevitability of perishing and was saved. He obeyed when given a second chance and was frustratingly, embarrassingly successful. He blew up and his frustration was intensified. And then third, God's forgiveness revealed his loving heart. Verses 10 and 11. But the Lord said, you have had pity on the plant for which you have not labored nor made it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. And should I not pity Nineveh, that great city, in which are more than 120,000 persons who cannot discern between their right hand and their left, and much livestock? What matters to God? People matter to God. Jonah experienced God showing the Assyrians what he would never give, forgiveness and mercy. God corrected Jonah's lack of compassion. He had no right to get angry over the plant, and God clarified his love and compassion. He's not a respecter of persons. The book of Jonah ends abruptly with a question. In verse 11, Jonah's lack of response indicates that he got the point. What was the point? The way to fully understand is to compare our self-interest with God's sacrificial love. You give all that some thought, and you have a great day.